Welcome to Get Your Barbecue On with Ken Alexander, the podcast. I am here with the doctor live from Ken's Hardwood Barbecue, 5250 East 22nd Street. Come on down and join us for this live taping of the podcast.
Yay, we're live.
We're live.
And there's an audience, which is always good.
We do have an audience today. What's happening, doctor?
Oh, not too much. Not too much. It's been a... You know, it's what's the great thing about Tucson is that it's never not grilling season.
Yeah.
That's the best part about it.
24/7, 365.
Pretty much.
It just depends.
It just depends what you want to grill. What do you want to barbecue? Yeah, that's all that matters.
That's it. Just depends on what you want to do, what time or whatever, day, night, whatever.
Midnight?
Yeah.
If you want to do some midnight grilling, you can. Midnight swimming, midnight grilling.
Yeah, you've been doing midnight grilling and swimming?
Maybe. Summertime. Summertime. Right, How you been? Where you been up to? Where you been?
Man, let's see. Where have I been? I've been around here. Been around the restaurant. You know, we've been doing some work around the restaurant.
Yeah, it looks totally different.
Yeah, we went on a little short break, and now we're back, and we're still doing a little work, just getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Getting back in the saddle again. You know, in Arizona, things kind of slow down as far as restaurants and in the summertime, but we're coming up on the fall.
Yeah.
Football season.
That's right.
Folks are going back to school. Summer vacation's over, so things are about to pick up, and most of all, the winter visitors will return.
Yes, that is like clockwork. So
we can expect the winter visitors to show up anytime now.
Right.
So we're just prepping and getting ready for that. That's what I've been doing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sounds like you've been busy prepping work.
Yeah, prepping
just,
work.
Just doing the prep stuff.
Yeah.
So what do we got going on today for the show?
Today,
for our lovely, wonderful audience to enjoy.
Right. So today we're going to talk about boneless, skinless chicken thighs.
Boneless, skinless chicken thighs.
Yeah, chicken thighs, man. I think chicken thighs sometimes get a bad rep, on the chicken.
Really?
And everybody's talking about the chicken breast or the legs or,
wings.
They want the wings. Mm-hmm. But, man, that the chicken thigh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, it's fabulous. And the thing about it is you don't have to worry about it drying out.
Really?
I mean, how many times you've been to somebody's house, you went to a cookout, and they're breaking out they grill some chicken breasts.
Yo,
and they're just like dry as the...
Dry as the desert.
Sahara Desert.
Dry as it is
or
outside.
Or the Sonoran Desert or whatever. They're just dry. And you try to grab some Big Red or something, just...
Like, as soon as you take a bite, you have to take a drink.
Yeah, bite, drink. Yeah, well, you don't have to worry about that with chicken thighs.
Really?
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, I love them. I mean, they're great. They're great just for a sandwich. Mm. You can shred them and make like a barbecue chicken sandwich. They're
really
great for that. Yeah.
Oh, this is multi-purpose.
Grill, yeah. So I grill them, fry them, bake them.
Wow.
Yeah, chicken thighs are great. They're great. I mean, actually, that's my favorite piece of the chicken.
Get out.
Yeah.
So that's why you have the chicken thigh, I support chicken thigh t-shirt.
That's right, underneath the Ken's Hardwood Barbecue shirt now. That's what I say, Yeah, I'm all about the chicken thighs.
The chicken thigh.
That's right. Mm. Right.
Team chicken thigh?
Team chicken thighs. That's right.
Yeah. That's what Well, I can't wait to hear more about my next assignment.
Yeah.
Known as the chicken thigh.
Right, the boneless, skinless chicken thighs. Well, so first thing I'll do is tell you where you can find them.
Oh, okay. Well, that'd be good.
The grocery store.
Just go
to the meat department, your grocery store. They'll be packaged there, and they'll be in a little, you can find them just in a little thigh pack. There'll be a pack of boneless, skinless chicken thighs.
And that's what they'll be called.
You can also buy them frozen. Some grocery stores are going to have them in the frozen meat aisle, and they'll be IQF. You know what IQF
is? What is that?
Individually quick frozen. Now, a lot of foods come that way. So you can just pull one out.
Uh-huh.
It's not stuck together.
Sure,
or that.
Sure.
You just take one, pull it out, and you can just thaw one out or two out.
Really?
So you can get them individually quick frozen, or you can buy them fresh. Either way.
Yeah. Does it make a difference on
when you're
cooking?
Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, you know, as long as you thaw it before you cook the frozen.
Probably a good idea. That's probably a good idea.
Right.
Knowing me, that would probably be step one that I would forget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. But no. So they're there. I mean, they're in, right now, they're plenty of.
Right. Yeah.
Plenty of them.
And probably.
You won't have a problem finding them in your grocery.
Probably less expensive than the rest of the meat, maybe?
Yeah, they are. I mean,
yeah?
Yeah, they're less expensive than chicken breast for sure. And, you know, right now, wings are crazy expensive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So they're going to be less expensive than, you know, of course not, you know, probably not legs, but
right.
For sure, they're going to be less expensive than
breasts and wings. Yeah.
Yeah, chicken breasts and wings at this point.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. When we're desperate for wings, that's
right.
When we go get some.
Right. So let's talk about prepping.
Okay.
How do you prep these babies?
Yeah.
I mean, because we're going to grill them. Well, you know what grilling is. That's you know, higher
heat.
And you're going to be fast. And so mm-hmm. you don't want to run off and leave them. You got to keep an eye on them.
Are they thicker pieces?
They can be, but they're not really thick. When they're boneless, they're not real thick. They're just, you know, maybe inch and a half to 2 inches.
Oh.
You know, not real thick.
Okay.
So the thing is, so let's talk about prep.
Okay.
And so you just take them out of the, you know, the little package they come in,
mm-hmm.
toss them in a bowl or on a platter.
Oh.
And then you have to decide, okay, so am I going to marinate?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so,
ooh.
Yeah. So, I mean, so what are the things we could do? We could put a rub on them. We
yep.
could marinate them.
Yep.
Either way.
Mm.
Right. So a lot of times, I do it different ways. Like if I'm going to marinate, I want them at least a couple hours, but to be, so, you know, when I have time the night before.
Sure.
And I know I'm going to cook chicken thighs the next day, I'll just take a Ziploc bag, put me together a little marinade, and just throw the chicken, throw it in there. And then the next day, it's in the fridge, and I just pull it out.
Nice.
And then it's ready to toss
marinade
on the grill.
Overnight.
Right.
Brilliant.
Right. And did you just put a marinade together based on what you're feeling?
Right.
Yeah.
You develop your own flavor profile.
Right. Your favorite profile or what you taste. I mean, say today you want to go with more of an Asian kind of rub, or you might want to go with a Cajun or whatever, or citrus or kind of marinade. It's just up to you. Whatever you're feeling, you just get your little marinade. I mean, you can make your own,
right.
Or, I mean, there's a lot of marinade recipes out there.
Sure.
Or you could, you know, go to the store.
Okay. And
buy your marinade.
Right.
Whichever. But you just need to remember, if you're going to get one like a teriyaki, mm-hmm. or you're going to go one that has honey or something like that in it, that you have to really watch on a grill because it could easily burn.
Because of that sugar.
Because of the sugar,
yeah.
And it could cause it to char and burn.
Sure.
And yeah.
That's
and
right.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, I know you know a couple of people that like their meat charred
a
little
bit.
Yeah,
majority of my family. Yeah, every time I cook.
But you could lose some chicken thighs, you know, if you don't watch them, if you're using one of those marinades with a lot of sugar in it.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Right. So you can marinate
sugar.
It. Right. And then rub.
Yep.
Same thing. Rub or some type of seasoning. You don't have to put a rub on it, but you can just have your little mixture of different mm-hmm. kinds of seasonings you want.
Yeah.
Again, you could just buy a seasoning from the grocery store. Maybe, you know, you want to experiment
kind of
and have your own.
Make your own. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's simple.
Really
I mean,
easy.
Just going to grill some chicken.
Yeah, pretty
right?
much.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So, anyway, you got it. And then the other thing is that you may want to do is like a spritz or a mop. Because,
ooh,
you know,
yeah,
get your barbecue on, and, you know, we're in favor of mm-hmm. layering.
Absolutely. Layer the flavors. Yes.
You know, we like to layer flavors. So you could have your little spritz or mop. So you put together your little concoction
mm-hmm.
and you can just, as the chicken is cooking, you could just spray it. Now, a lot of times I like to use like a citrus type of spray, or if I'm doing some kind of, and I want to do like a spicy or Cajun kind of whatever. Ooh. And then I'll have it, I'll mix it up, you know, put some, you know, a little hot sauce or,
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll mix something up.
Spicing it up a little bit.
Yeah. Put some of my, you know, I love Frank's hot sauce and add some of that, and or maybe some other Cajun spices or whatever. And, you know, all these things, you adding some type of water or juice or whatever. And might have some, you know, lemons or limes or whatever. And then as it's cooking, you either, you know, strain it and put it in a spray bottle.
Yeah.
Or you just take a mop, you know, a little, and then just,
you just mop it on
that while it's cooking.
I like that.
Right.
You know what I've used for a mop before? Thyme.
Yeah. That's good.
That's actually just drain, put it in there, put some hot water, let it boil.
Yeah.
And then took the water, put it in my spray bottle, and used that as a spritz.
Again.
Amazing flavor.
What are you doing? Layering flavors.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Oh, layering the flavors.
Layering the flavor. So let's talk about cooking.
Yeah.
So we're going to go direct heat. I'm going to talk about a gas grill, charcoal grill, whatever. You know, the thing is, in grilling and barbecuing, the main thing is it's two temperatures. You want to be able to control the heat. So you want to know what temperature you're cooking at.
Right.
And for these chicken thighs, we're going anywhere from 325 to 350.
Okay.
That's what we want our grill. I mean, a gas grill or even a charcoal grill.
Right.
And so we're going to go about 5-6 minutes on each side, typically. But we need our handy dandy, trusty meat thermometer.
Yes.
And since it is poultry and it is chicken, we need to get to 165 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 165 degrees. So, and we don't want to keep poking it. So, you know, so the thing is, we want to like 5 or 6 minutes, depending on the grill, because you know, temperatures of grills and you know, the
it
heat
varies.
And it varies.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go 325, 350, and we're just going to, and we'll take the grates and we'll put a little oil on the grates. We're not gonna spray it with Pam or anything like that. We can, you know, just brush, you know, some canola or whatever kind of oil,
olive oil,
on there, and drop those chicken thighs right on the direct heat.
That is for those who actually been using Pam still.
Yeah, according to the guys over at grillcleaners.com, you know, that's going to bake stuff on there.
Yep.
It's going to be very difficult to get it off those racks.
Absolutely. That's a no-no.
That is a
no-no.
Right. So, hey, you're going to take them. You're going to put them direct heat, 5 to 6 minutes on each side. And just watch it. And so, like I said, cooking temperature, 325 to 350. And internal meat temperature, we need to get to 165 degrees. And then you pull them off when they reach that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to let it rest for about 5 minutes.
Easy.
And you're good to go.
Wow.
And they're going to be delicious.
It's pretty easy. That's a pretty easy dinner.
It's really easy dinner. I mean, last week we did that podcast on in and out in 1 hour.
Yeah.
Meal.
Yep.
1 hour
meal. The whole meal.
The whole meal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these chicken thighs, easy to cook, a lot of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be moist.
Yeah.
And you're going to enjoy them.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Easy.
Yeah. We're going to check in with the doctor in a week or two and see how the doctor does on the boneless, skinless chicken thighs.
Perfect. I have some new stomachs to try these on now.
All right. Hey, so I think it's now to
pay the bills.
Know, who's paying the bills?
Nah, I don't know. I don't know, Ken. The lights are still on when I got here.
Well, I know one of our sponsors is the Pitmasters over at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue.
Oh, those guys. They're great.
Over at 5250 East 22nd Street, Tucson, Arizona.
Corner of?
Right. We're just east of Krakoff on 22nd, south side of the street.
Yeah.
That's where they're located.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, you know what the what they say over there is come on down and get your barbecue on.
That's right. They do. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, they do. And they should. Just like our listening audience right now.
Yeah. Now, we do have another sponsor, right?
We do. We do. We have those great folks at J&L Online Consulting helping businesses grow online. I hear they do great work over there.
Right.
Yeah. 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 I don't know who runs the place, though. I'm quite confused. But they are really, really good people. And the best part is they give success and they also show the success in what they do. You can find them by going to www.jandlonlineconsulting.com. That's jandlonlineconsulting.com, where they guarantee success. Ta-da!
All right.
I should wink at the end of it and then have like a ding.
Yeah,
or something like that. I think that would be good. I think that'd be good.
And hey, you can always go to the website at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue.
You should.
www.kenshardwoodbarbecue. That is BBQ.com.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And then you can find
www.kenshardwoodbbq.com.
And I heard that they can order online.
They can order online.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, they can. All right. So it's that time of the show.
Yeah.
Where we check in
with a listener
with our
question.
Listener. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we got a
listener
good one.
Question.
Oh, we got a really, really good one. I'm excited about this one because I'm ready for you to teach us, oh wise one. And here's the question here. It's from Armando from here in Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
He's asking, so what is a rib tip anyway?
Oh, man. Yeah, man, you're talking about something that...
it's not from here, huh?
No. Well, it's like a Midwest thing.
Really?
A lot of folks, they love rib tips. Folks come in to go into Ken's Harbor Barbecue all, you know, and asking, hey, you guys have any rib tips? You have any rib tips? But when they do, they're mostly from... like a Illinois, Missouri, those kind of, you know, that.
Very right Midwest.
Around. Yeah, yeah, very Midwest. Hmm. And it's like a favorite back there, right around, like I said, especially St. Louis and those areas, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And so what is a rib tip? So you have a spare rib. So you take the spare rib. Mm-hmm. And so, and I guess that's why in St. Louis, you know, so... A lot of people have heard of St. Louis ribs.
Yes.
So St. Louis is a cut of rib. So what you do is you take a normal, regular spare rib that, you know, a lot of spare ribs, you look at them, they look sort of like the state of Kentucky. You know,
how they're kind of bowled up. They're kind of interesting looking, yes.
So when you take, but when you take that spare rib, and if you cut the brisket off and make it rectangular, so the rectangular part with the bones, that is called a St. Louis cut rib. That's the St. Louis cut. Yeah, when you see them and it's just a long rectangular piece of meat. Now, when the rest of that part you cut off, those are mostly, there's really no bones in it, and it's, you know, it's just meat and some gristle. Mm. Right.
Really?
Right. And so you take that part and you smoke that part and then you cut that up into rib tips.
Now, how long does it take for to smoke that up?
Well, I mean, it's the same amount. It takes the same time as it would take to do ribs.
Oh.
Right. Okay. Right. So, yeah, same. It's just like cooking a rib. So at, you know, my experience, we just put them on. We used to have a lot of big cookouts and we cut the ribs St. Louis and then... cook the other part, the brisket part, and so you're cooking them both at the same time and the same amount of time.
Wow.
Right. And then so when they come off the smoker, you just take them and you cut them up into little pieces, and those are rib tips.
So you can actually do the rib tips and the ribs at the same time.
Right, you do them at the same time. Right.
Would you cut them before you put them in the smoker?
No,
them after?
You want to cut them after they're smoked. Yeah, so you cook them first, then you cut them. I mean, and they're going to be, and they're so meaty and tender, and it's the way to go, man.
You know,
tips.
The filet mignon of the
spare rib.
I agree, and I will have to say that I am a believer of the rib tips. I did not believe you at first when you said I'm going to introduce them. I am a huge fan. Huge fan. I am wearing underneath a t-shirt underneath my shirt that says Team Rib Tips.
Team Rib Tips. All right.
I am wearing it with pride.
Well, that's fantastic. Hey, so Armando, that's the rib tip, buddy.
So, and they can make it at home.
Yeah, you can make it at home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. You just need to know how to cut that, trim a spare rib.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, Armando. And if you have anyone else have listener questions, please just send us a quick email. Just go to, you can go to our website, www.kenshardwoodbbq.com, and click on podcast where you can fill out a form down below. Or you can just send us an email at getyourbbqon@gmail.com. That's getyourbbqon@gmail.com. And just put on the subject line, question. Just say question for Ken. The doctor probably has no answers. He's still learning.
The doctor, we love the doctor. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Get Your Barbecue on the podcast. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. As I'm trying. Folks, I'm just trying really hard.
Hey, so speaking of the doctor,
dun.
It's time to check in. With our pit master, grill master, in training.
That's right.
Doctor, Dr. Andre Jones. We need some theme music
I'm working on some theme music.
No theme music?
No theme music yet. I got to find the right theme that expresses the doctor's like excitement and joy. I don't know. I'm talking about myself in the third person also.
Yeah.
But I'll find it. I'm working on it. I'll surprise you with it once I find it. It's going to be great.
All right, doctor. So what's been going on? What have you been doing behind the smoker, behind the grill? What's been going on?
You know, actually, I want to backtrack to one of my stories that I told. I'm going to expand on another story that I told already. And it's going to be at the 4th of July party. I forgot to tell you about something.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be great. It's about layering flavor.
Is it in story form?
It is totally in story form.
Okay.
Right. So right, you ready?
I'm ready. All right.
So, and there I was. The party was going on. Everything was great. Everyone's having a good time. The food is delicious,
good
right?
Good time, son.
So, and now my play sisters were watching me cook some, and a couple of other friends were watching me on my smaller grill, which was doing the chicken, because the big grill was doing the pork. It's good separation.
Yeah, you told me you're in a place where you're operating two grills
the
same time.
That's right. So not only can I operate two turntables, I can operate
the doctor on the ones and twos. He's on the ones and twos in the grilling.
Really, exactly. I am grilling and barbecuing at the same time.
The doctor on the ones and twos. Okay.
So my go-to, now I'm going to change it up a little bit, was pineapple juice. Pineapple juice has a very unique taste to it. And it brings out a different flavor.
So what were you cooking?
Chicken. So it's just the chicken. The pork was doing something else. The chicken or ribs are doing something else. But the chicken, now that's the one that was, that's the one that we were really, really going after. I was like, all right, let me really cook this chicken really good.
Yes.
So pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice.
And I have the heat going.
Mm-hmm.
I lift up the lid. It's looking beautiful. And I just spray some pineapple juice. And my sister was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm layering the flavor. I'm putting some pineapple juice to give it more flavor. And they're like, more flavor? I'm like, yes, yes. You see, I'm a pit master in training to the Ken's Hardwood Barbecue Academy. And they're like, okay, sure. Right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm layering the flavor. I flip them over, layer some more flavor, just layering it up. It's looking really good. It's smelling amazing. Mm. And then, you know, the house goes quiet, right? When the chicken comes in and everyone's eating the chicken, the house just goes quiet. It's the most amazing sound of people enjoying food.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, you just hear silverware,
right?
Plates. And
yes, exactly. You know, it's great. And, you know, I talked to my sister afterwards and she was like, you know, that pineapple juice really did make a difference. She's like, that was good. That was really, really good chicken. Like, that was great. I said, thank you. So, you know, it shows that when you layer the flavor, people will notice.
Mm-hmm.
People will really taste it. Now, I didn't tell you about my boo-boo. because we were talking about the meat thermometer. So I had another thing of ribs because I did five of them. So I had one more left.
Right.
And I walked over and I checked on the ribs. I put my meat thermometer in and then I walked away. And I was checking the temperature. I was like, okay, yeah, it's cooking. It's cooking just fine. I put it back down and I walked away. I was running around trying to figure out how I'm going to finish everything up and really take these ribs off. However, there came a point where I was looking around and I was like, where's my meat thermometer?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know where it was. Well, when I went back to check on the ribs, that's where my meat thermometer was. Melting.
Oh my goodness.
The top part was melting. The silver was in there. I took it off and I'm like, oh no, how am I going to cook the rest of these ribs?
Right.
I just place it out. I just leave it alone for a while and I go back in. I get my old fashioned one and, check the temperature. Well, Ken, believe it or not, before the end of the night, I was trying the meat thermometer. It still worked.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
great,
right.
Great. That's a good story.
It went from melting and almost, totally not working anymore to I'm still alive. Mm-hmm. See, those things are not only trustworthy, but they're durable and they're not going to die. It's great.
That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So there we go. The meat was good. The last rack of ribs, as I said, was the best rack of ribs. I just got done eating them because I froze some, took them out of the freezer, put them on my, I made like a little steam pot.
Yes.
Pot of water, mm-hmm. aluminum foil, steamed it, came back to life. Oh, they're so good.
Wow.
So good.
Wow.
Yeah. And thankful for the meat thermometer and layering the flavor.
Well, that's great, doctor.
Yeah. That's what I've been up to.
That's what you've been up to.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. You know, it's still summer, basically, summer break.
Yeah, right.
And we haven't really given the doctor any new assignments or anything mm-hmm. yet, but that's coming.
Oh.
That's coming when this next semester starts in August. But right now, the doctor's been doing a great job over the summer, and sounds like that chicken and,
the chicken and ribs were great.
We're really happy with the chicken and ribs.
They were.
Right.
Trying to figure out what we're doing for Labor Day, but we haven't figured out what the plate looks like first.
We'll work on that.
We'll work on that.
All right,
spinning
doctor?
The ones and twos on the turntables, but on those grills. Ones and twos.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, really appreciate that story, Doc.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And... we have a lot of good shows coming up.
We do.
Right? So we've got a football season's coming.
Yeah.
Tailgating's
that
coming.
Means tailgate
we're going to have
time.
Some tailgate shows. We're going to talk about some tailgate food.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really looking forward to the fall.
Absolutely. More audience in our live audience.
More of our
that
live audience. And at some point we'll start taking questions from the audience.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, that will be great.
Yeah. I'll just have to have the handy dandy walking microphone. Sir, what was your question? It's going to be great.
It is going to be
great. It's going to be like a talk show almost.
Right. Almost. Like a talk show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Almost like Geraldo. There we go.
I hear you, yeah.
Okay, maybe a bad choice.
I think it's that time.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you.
Yes.
Joining us today on Get Your Barbecue, the podcast with Ken Alexander and the doctor.
Dun, da, da, dun.
So we're dropping podcasts every week. Mm-hmm. And please send in some listener questions. And we look forward to future podcasts, and please listen in.
Absolutely. And join us live here at Ken's Hardwood Barbecue.
Right. All right. So, hey, get your barbecue off.